Hey, everybody. Whoa. Hey, sorry about that buzz for that one brief second that my laptop was blissfully awash in waves of delicious, delicious electricity,
hertz.
But it's so claves.
It hurts.
It does hurt.
Also, I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself where?
In like some sort of echo.
All right, you're probably hearing yourself out of the little dangly bit of my headset.
Wow.
What about now?
No.
Yeah, see? Yeah, it's because I was listening to us on a slight delay in my ear.
Wow, weird.
Anyway, the us that I was listening to on a slight delay in my ear were me, Jick, him, Hot Stuff, and he, Riff.
Hello.
Only three of us tonight, so I feel like the mic issues are probably going to be lessened.
Let's see.
Yeah, and you know what? check out what happened to this awesome, you know, $20 cable that I bought.
It was $20
because so, I bought super gold cables to try and get rid of all the interference that we were having.
It just ripped out entirely one end.
The one end just fucking pulled out of the connector.
Huh?
If it wasn't such a giant pain in the ass, I would return it to Fry's because that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I went there and I was like, alright, I want to buy the best cables and splitters you have. He took me to the shitty $3 ones, and I'm like, no. And he was like, they're all the same. And I'm like, no, listen, I'm trying to prove a point here.
Huh.
Turns out it wouldn't have mattered. We could have continued using the shitty ones. Although we have had problems with cheap splitters, like breaking and causing horrible noises when they were in certain configurations or whatever. You know, little shorts. And
like,
appearance,
underneath a jackhammer.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah,
that's always rough, using a splitter that's underneath
the shit hammer.
Yeah, or a splitter that's sort of draped along the leading rim of a jet engine.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do the shows from the wing of the company jet.
But we do.
We do, because that's what the
because
people want.
Because we care. Yeah. Because
if we happen to be on the jet wing on Thursday night, that's what we're doing the
show.
And
you know, sometimes we get it in our heads that it's time to do some aerobatic tricks.
That's true.
I think of being on the...
And the video podcast of the show would be so much more interesting.
Yeah, it really would be. I always think of like being on the wing of a plane as something that happened in the, like, you know, say, like, very early 1900s. You know? It was like some sort of spectacular extravaganza. Or spectacular as a noun.
Have you ever seen those... like old black and white videos of people like changing tires on cars while they were driving?
No.
What?
Like they would be standing on the running boards and they'd pull off the tire and stick a new one on and stuff like that.
Whoa.
It's always set to some, you know, like exactly. And running at like, you know, too many frames per second.
You know, this barbershop quartet of Down syndrome kids that I know does a very good rendition of that song. The Down Syndrome Barbershop Quartet, Yakety Sax. One of my favorite moments. And everybody else from that night at the bar, too, I think. I'm imagining that will become one of their favorite moments the more they think about it and remember it.
Next week, at the, like, 1 week plus 2 hours or 2.5 hours, there's a barbershop quartet performance that I'm hoping to make it to.
Oh, good. Good. One of our friends actually is in a barbershop quartet. That's gonna have to stop, that dryer noise. Since you're the one doing laundry, you want to run into the garage.
Since I'm the one doing the laundry for the office.
Whatever. It was your idea to outsource to India.
No, that laundry was done and
oh, I see.
Everything has been made.
So you're just washing some random shit from the office.
I have taken it upon myself that I am gonna clean up the area around the washer and dryer in the office, and there's just not gonna be any more like mysterious clothing.
Oh, good. So you're going to wash it all before you throw it away?
No, we'll give it to Goodwill.
Oh, I see.
There's like a huge pile of clothes there.
That's true. And we've gone through it with everyone who is Riff to make sure that it's not.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I don't have anything in the dryer. There was a pile of stuff
a pile between the washer and the dryer that is, as far as I can tell, has been there for like a year and a half.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
And that's not yours?
No. And
there was
a pile of clothing that was on top of the dryer for a while that was Jim's that he just left here. And, yeah.
Weird. And by xenophobe, you mean xenophobe?
Yes.
I will be right back, folks.
Yeah. So Riff, what have you been playing lately?
Mainly been playing World of Warcraft, but I've been playing some Little Big Planet. as well.
I was going for Little yesterday. Big Planet because I figured it'd be more interesting to talk about that than
World of Warcraft. Yeah.
I noticed a lot of people complaining, though, just to completely violate the principle that I just tried to establish. They did that zombie event in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Can you briefly describe how that worked?
Okay.
I don't actually know what happened.
It was not dissimilar from our Great Plague entirely. It started out with their, like, crates in Booty Bay, which were infected with this plague, and if you touch one, then you became infected, and unless you ran up near to an Argent Dawn healer who would cure you within, like, it started out being, like, 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Were there Argent Dawn healers placed throughout the world that you could go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they would heal you, but otherwise you would die and instantly become a zombie. And zombies, you, like, lose all your normal character skills, but you get attack skills on other characters, and your health, like, constantly drained unless you were attacking humanoids. And when you attack people, that infects them, and then they eventually die and become zombies. And then as the event went on, it accelerated, so now there were, like, infected rats in crates in every major city, and the time it took between when you became infected and when you became a zombie went down to, like, 5 minutes and then 1 minute. And NPCs can get infected, too, so you could, like, there's one place in Shattrath where there's, like, this platoon of, like, 12 very strong soldiers hanging out in training, and anybody could just go in as a zombie and explode and infect all of them, and then 3 minutes later there'd be a dozen very strong zombies running around. And things like that.
I saw in blogs people bitching about the non-opt-in nature of that event.
Well, I mean, yeah, but there wasn't any downside. The worst part was is that if you become a zombie, you're inconvenienced for as long as it takes you to kill yourself and then get back to your body. And the really annoying thing, though, I guess, was the way it could kill NPCs, including, like, flight masters.
Yeah, that was what
guys
that was
you
what
could
the
you had to turn quests into
about,
and stuff
yeah,
like
where,
that.
Where, like, you would, you know, remember how you rolled a character on a PvE server because you didn't want people much higher level than you fucking with you?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Today you can get killed by anybody and they can also kill
but, I mean, it was interesting and it was fun and it lasted all of a week.
Yeah.
So
that's why
I
feel like, you know, fuck people who are complaining.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't deal with your status quo being mixed up for all of a week for something interesting and fun, then damn, man.
It's really frustrating to me to read MMO blogs because these are theoretically, like, you know, sort of at least, if not luminaries in the industry of designing MMOs, at least, you know, the most well-spoken of MMO players.
Right.
You know, people who, like, if I'm reading somebody's MMO blog, they have obviously written enough interesting things to have drawn my attention to them in the first place by getting linked to from other places where, you know, they're talking about interesting things. And to see them, you know, on the same day, on two different blogs, and granted, these are two different people, two very different opinions, there was somebody bitching about World of Warcraft never changing. Because, and I think it was actually Ron Perlman who was saying, World of Warcraft
never changes.
and then somebody else saying, wow, it totally fucking sucks that on my PvE server I'm getting ganked by other people, just not paying attention to the fact that, wow, I just got killed by a fucking zombie. That was awesome.
Or like a huge mob of there were some really interesting side effects too, like the zombies can talk to each other regardless of what faction you originally were. So if you wanted to do some cross faction trading, you could just become a zombie and have somebody a horde friend become a zombie and just trade without having to dick around with the neutral auction house.
That's cool. Could you get life by attacking other zombies?
I don't think so. Huh. In fact, I think you couldn't attack other zombies because all the zombies were green to you.
That's cool. So. I wish that I had seen it. I wish that I had actually logged on and had that happen. But you know, there are all kinds of things going on in there now that I'd like to see, but I can't bring myself to be enthusiastic about World of Warcraft again. Now I logged on after the last patch came out, and I just kind of I was sort of overwhelmed. I felt like people must feel when they come back to KOL after 6 months,
yeah.
not for any particular purpose or with any particular person. I was like, okay, here's all this stuff. What do I do now? I get, okay, I need to respend my talent points. yeah, I'm going to go play something else. I've been playing a lot of Castlevania Order of Ecclesia.
Yep.
Have you gotten to the just massive cock block that is Blackmoor?
No, huh? I haven't played it since the last time we talked about it.
In the past, the Castlevania games always do this thing where there's a bad ending that you can get, and if you do the right thing, you get another like half the game to play. Since Symphony of the Night, that's basically been their deal. When you could kill Shaft, which is funny. It's just awesome that the bad guy in Symphony of the Night is named Shaft. He's the dark priest Shaft, too. That's great. He's a sex machine to all the chicks, from what I've heard. But you got to beat him wearing these special glasses, and if you do that, you see what's really going on. Or I think you actually don't have to fight him or something.
You see something else, like some. You're fighting. If you fight Belmont without the glasses, then you kill him and lose.
Right, but if you have the glasses on, you can see Shaft dies pretty easily. Right.
Like, yeah.
So in Order of Ecclesia you do that. Only it's like a third of the game exists after you have to do the secret special thing, which is not that secret or special. It's totally something that you would just be doing anyway. I just happened to have missed something and got the bad ending the first time. It's also unusual in that it tells you when you get the bad ending what you do to get the good one, which had not been the case in the past. But anyway, the second boss in the actual big castle that you unlock by skipping the bad ending is just... The boss was so fucking difficult to beat that I concluded that there just had to be a trick. You couldn't possibly have to beat this guy using the rules that the game is played by, yeah. right? Because it was so... incredibly difficult. But it turns out you did. I ended up having to look online to find like these sort of not exactly degenerate strategies to beating him, but like suddenly you just expected to do 5 or 6 times as much damage as you had been doing and soak 5 or 6 times as much damage as you had been soaking from any other boss monster. Although then everybody on the GameFAQs forums is like, whatever, noob, you can totally learn the patterns and never get hit by him at all. And I think you have to be significantly better at video games than me to do that. By all rights, I should have just stopped playing the game in disgust, but I can't stop my drive for completionism.
Castlevania is your one weakness.
Yeah.
You think everyone lives in Castlevania? Everyone
lives in Castlevania, yeah. Hand me my glass of grape.
Yeah.
What else? I've been playing a little bit of Fallout 3, and...
Is that good?
It is pretty fucking good.
Sweet. Everything you've said about it seems really exciting to me.
Yeah. I had my handful of disappointment confetti cocked and ready, but I didn't end up throwing it. I like to throw little disappointment parties every once in a while. It's really the one joy in my life. Fallout 3, man. Pretty fucking good, I have to say. I didn't really like the first two that much, though. I really liked the atmosphere, and I really liked the idea of them, but once I actually started playing them, I was just like, not really enjoying this. I played for maybe 2 hours, and then started over, sort of going back in with what I knew how to do. From the first playthrough and playing, it's honestly kind of scary to play it, because like to get you can fast travel around the map like in Oblivion, but you have to have gone somewhere once, also like Oblivion. Only in this, it's actually difficult to get there without getting your shit rocked. So it's like kind of a big deal to see the little things on the map. It does the thing that Oblivion did, where it'll point out nearby points of interest that you have not yet discovered. Like, if you get near a map point, it will show a little arrow leading you towards it. So what's interesting is usually you can look off into the distance and see, like, some interesting feature of the landscape, and you can think, hey, I wonder if there's anything over there, and then you can just look at your compass, and if there's a little arrow in that direction, then you'd know that there is actually something going on over there. Huh. Wandering along and just found, I'm like, is that like a cage from a baseball field? And as I walked up to it, some like raider jumped out and started hitting me with a baseball bat. And it was like, you know, welcome to such and such field. And I'm like, ah, cool. But that's all it was. It was a cage. It was like the backing, you know, batting cage thing and one guy with a baseball bat. That was the point of interest. Unless there was some secret hidden dugout.
Underground
cache,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What if somebody had converted the dugout into a fallout shelter? So it would have been a dugout shelter.
I was trying to make a dig dug joke, but it didn't come.
I was trying to make a joke about getting in a canoe. Like they got under a dugout canoe and survived the nuclear holocaust like that because the tree was made of lead.
Right.
Yeah. What would be awesome is if in Fallout 3 there were refrigerators and when you opened them, Indiana Jones popped out and was like, hey, how's it going? I'm really old.
You can just find a skeleton.
You want to see somebody get hit in the balls? No, that's what Indiana Jones would say.
I see.
Based on my experiences with the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which is still the best movie ever. It's the best Indiana Jones movie that has ever been made in the last 5 years. Okay. So what have you been playing? Hot stuff. Have you been playing
work.
Sim Work?
Yeah.
What was the joke that I made?
I don't remember.
Oh, right. You said something about simple pleasures, and I talked about this game that I was playing where you're the accountant for a cider mill.
Yeah.
Sim Pulp Ledgers.
Yeah.
Yes. Really.
Wow.
Yeah. Really a stretch, and really, really. But we should make that game. It'd be educational.
Pulp Ledgers.
Pulp Ledgers. Like
it could be an orange juice factory or something.
Well, sure. But
cider pulp. I guess.
Isn't the process of making cider out of apples pulping them and then?
I don't know.
And then letting them rot. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Sim Pulp Ledgers is a fun. Somebody should make that game.
we've been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. Sorry, kids, about the server issues. Basically, what happened is that we over the last like 6 months or year, the server guy Geff has been wanting to upgrade the OSs on all of our servers because they're like these old versions of Red Hat that had been end of life and unsupported for multiple years. And so we've been doing it on the actual web server. So one of those would go down at a time and nobody really noticed. But we had to do it to dev last night, which was kind of a big deal. So I came in a couple hours before it had to happen, and I was like, all right, I'm going to familiarize myself with everything that dev is doing so that nothing gets fucked up, so that I know where everything is and so that I'm like all ready to just jump in and take care of stuff, you know, and that, so I'll know exactly what I have to do, what I have to reset up once it comes back up. But I just totally forgot about the one thing that the problem with this is that it's not in a cron tab, it's not written down anywhere, it is nowhere that anyone can see it, but something that
it's
I have to do...
It's just a process that runs.
Yeah, something that I have to do every time the dev server reboots is I have to go in and run a PHP script that just runs in an infinite loop for, you know, like 230 days it had been running. That program was getting old. But it's the program that clears out the table that tells you that tells the server that you're online, right? And so that is the reason that nobody could log in today, because they would log in, they would close the browser without logging off, and when they tried to log back in, it would say, hey, you didn't log off last time because you're still showing up as logged on. All of these things, you know, still the same reason for the like timeout before rollover. Haven't noticed any problems reducing that timeout from 15 minutes to 5 after rollover. So I think 5 minutes is definitely enough to take care of the whole just problems that are caused with people logging in rapid succession. It's really fucking aggravating.
Yeah.
It's aggravating. It's aggravating how much work has to be done because people are greedy, unethical pricks.
And, you know, I know it's aggravating.
I would say that
I have to run this lock factory, because why don't we just, why don't we just leave all of our doors unlocked all the time? But it's still
the vast majority of human endeavor has been done as some sort of part of capitalist endeavor, which is always about greed and profit. Okay, not always. Most of the time is about greed and profit. So I feel like most things that have happened.
Yeah, but it's frustrating that we're not all about greed and profit. We're not strictly speaking a capitalist endeavor, but we still have to suffer the slings and arrows of jackasses trying to dupe meat to sell on eBay. They are kind of outrageous if you think about the fortunes that people have made in this game.
That's true.
They at least fill me with rage and outrage. Is there any such thing as enrage?
What's the difference between rage and outrage? Just indignation?
Yeah, I feel like rage can be...
it's active anger.
Rage can be intransitive, right? But you're never outraged. You're outraged at something, right?
I don't know. You don't outrage against the machine.
The machine?
Outrage against the outhouse.
Excuse me. So yeah, the thing that was flushing the online table didn't get run again because I just fucking spaced it. And what I really need to do
is
I need to make...
Was the load balancer working too? Or?
No, it wasn't.
So that was also not working. For some reason.
Yeah, because I think the way that Jim wrote it was that Flush Online, which does the cleaning up the online table, also changes the... changes the server that people are being sent to. You know, it doesn't matter because everybody's got fucking Mafia scripted to log onto a particular server, and we just can't stop that from happening. No matter how much of a pain in the ass we make it, people figure out a trick to be able to force their way onto a certain server. Which, it used to be the case that sometimes that was the only way you could log into the game, right? If the load balancer was sending people to a server that was down, but that doesn't happen anymore. But people still violate the... tenets of the load balancer.
But they're just hurting themselves, so it doesn't really matter.
Well...
They're not actually hurting anything at this point.
Fine. So, whatever. I just like to be mad about things.
I know. And I like to undermine your madness.
I like to blame the players. That's the
trend. You'd like to be a play-a-hater?
I do. When, in fact, I should not hate the player, but the game. That's what I've been told. I hate us. Everybody's blaming the players for what's going on in Warhammer Online right now.
Which is what?
Well, apparently the game is kind of just a wasteland because everyone is in the instanced PvP scenarios because those are by far the fastest way to gain both PvE experience and the PvP renown ranks. So nobody's out in the world doing quests. Nobody's out in the world doing sort of public open world player versus player combat, and nobody's doing the public quests, which rely on there being people around to do them because you cannot do them by yourself.
And so this is not seen as a design flaw.
Yeah, that's the people are blaming the players.
I see. Players are always going to maximize.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was basically what Tobold has been saying, is that it's a Skinner box, and the players will learn to do whatever is most profitable. Period.
Capitalist greed.
Yeah. and what I think is the flaw. I mean, it's fine if people want to play some aspect of a game, you know, to the exclusion of all other aspects. But
the mall is not the game.
If you're hurting the people who don't want to play that aspect by focusing on that aspect, which you are in this case by not being around for public quests. For instance, they did some special event stuff for Halloween. I guess they're doing some special event stuff for Halloween to try and lure people out into the PvP worlds. I kind of think it's a mistake to give people experience
for PvP.
For PvP.
Yeah. That was kind of a weird choice on their part.
You know, I can see why they wanted to do it because it's like, you know, it's like if we really listen to our players, we would say, okay, well, sure, you can play the game however you want. So whatever you want to do, we will give you meat and stats and items for whatever you want to do, however you want to play it. If all you want to do is, you know, click on the Lemon Party slot for all of your turns all day. Sure, you can progress. We'll make an ascension path that lets you ascend and collect skills just by playing the Lemon Party slot. Right? We're not going to do that. When people bitch about having to do things that is not in their play style to succeed at their play style, we tend to not have a lot of sympathy for those complaints, right? We're probably shooting ourselves in the balls to some extent. You know, I'm still not sure that the olfaction tome was a bad idea, was a good idea. I'm not sure whether it was a good or a bad idea. I think that it's one of those things where if it had been there from the beginning, nobody would have batted an eye.
Right.
Nobody would have cared.
Yeah, it would have been balanced differently, too, because everyone would have been striving for it and gathering all their skills. Like, for a new player, it's not a big deal.
I know. And that's the thing.
For the old established players, it was a huge deal.
Right. And then, but that's the thing. You know, we're violating a fundamental tenet of...
We changed the game fundamentally.
MMO operation, yeah. Which you're not supposed to change the game fundamentally, and you're not supposed to take toys away from your old player base, you know. Yeah. Which I guess that's kind of the same rule. But that is based on the it costs a lot more to get a new player than it does to keep an existing player.
Well, yeah.
And in our case, I don't think necessarily in terms of, dollars, but in terms of, just goodwill, right? Like, our kind of good guy
cred.
I'm
curious, when we've sort of launched the next major thing that we're working on, I guess we've already talked about it, right? We're working on PvP.
Yeah.
So, I feel like at that point, every major system that we've thought of for serious revamping is probably revamped. I mean, there's some other stuff that we want to do, but that's all sort of content-focused as opposed to system-focused. Right.
We've said this so many times, though.
Have we?
Yeah.
I feel like there's nothing else that I can
think
of.
I said
of.
We put an ascension and then we're done, right? All we're doing is adding content to the existing vectors. We never have to build any more tools for anything, you know?
I guess. I guess
we didn't feel that way about NS13 because we knew we were going to start doing clan dungeons after NS13. Part of the deal with NS13 was, all right, we're making it so ascension is no longer the entire focus of
the
game.
It just takes a lot longer to get that out than we thought it would. We stumbled along our words. We had put a significant amount of effort into designing something that we just completely scratched and started over with for the clan dungeons.
I don't know that.
We spent an entire month actually talking about and designing stuff.
Well, but I'm sure that particular thing will.
Yeah, I don't think that effort was. I don't think that effort was so much scrapped as just pushed back. I was like, hey, instead of doing this complicated, hard thing, let's do this simple idea that I had. I'll call it Hobopolis, and it'll be really simple. It'll take us like a week, and then 6 months later. Well, 6 months later, it was awesome. But, yeah.
Man, something you didn't say 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how people are going to feel about this PvP. You know, they're going to... Having messed with it a little bit...
It is definitely more fun than the current PvP
system. CD Moyer says, it is hard for me to believe that anybody is... It's hard for me to imagine people not having fun with it. Even just playing one game that was not particularly interesting. It was like, wow, this is cool. This is something that I would do.
Yeah.
I would play this against people, right?
Yeah.
Like, which... that's kind of exciting to me. But the problem with it is that we have a huge amount of thankless work to do to actually make it happen. Because what we're going to do is we're going to work really hard to try and balance the classes against each other and make sure that it's fun for everybody, and then we are going to get nothing but bitching about how unbalanced the classes are against each other and how whatever the first kind of degenerate strategy that emerges is makes it no fun for anybody else. And
that's going to be tricky because we're either going to have to build up other stuff in response or reduce power. It's it's going to be tricky. It's going to be really tricky to get it to be fun and interesting without just being sort of degenerate, I think.
Yeah. So, and the problem is we're not going to know about a lot of stuff until we just collect tons and tons of data. and the process of people playing the game to generate that data is going to get them to where they're in love with their toys.
Yeah.
So then we can't take them away.
Yep.
Everything we do is doomed to failure.
That's sort of life, though, really.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Look, ye mighty in despair.
I forget how that goes.
Should we answer questions?
Sure.
We have a lot of them. Luli says, I'm trying to get my black cat and got a Halloween adventure after a few turns. Will this affect my familiar percentage? Sadly, yes.
Yeah, there are probably some tricks that people could do to get their black cat run started during this event, but it would be tricky.
Really? Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess if you knew when the adventures were coming, you could burn your turn somewhere else. You could clan gym them, or...
This guy's reporting that some people didn't get kicked off by rollover.
Fuck. Did rollover start?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to go down to... we're going to go do some music.
This being the first rollover after the OS upgrade, there's bound to be some issues. Issues.
Be back in a bit, kids.
What if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me, is it true? Diddy, 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 die upon that cross. And diddy, 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 come back across. Jesus walking on the water.
Problem solved. Oh, yeah, there was that power again. okay. So there were a few changes to the ways in which things worked on dev that caused rollover to kick everybody off, but then not push out the file that kept everybody off. I want to make sure that it's actually going to delete that file at the end of rollover. Looking for that file. Let's see. Exec. Do all remove. Yeah, that's going to work. Yeah. Should be the case that rollover completes successfully. And son of a bitch.
What's up?
I forgot to grab the item stats from yesterday. So the one thing that I had to do before rollover today, I did not do. And it's in the process of... It already erased all that data and is replacing it. Oh, well. So one day of missing records. So if anybody wants to dupe anything, yesterday would have been the day to do it.
Huh.
Because we wouldn't have known about it until tonight. So you would have been able to sell them all on eBay. And there wouldn't be anything we could do about it.
I mean, we'll see it tomorrow.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So if you'd managed to dupe stuff and sell it on eBay yesterday, we would never have noticed.
Until today, when we would have.
Yeah, but they'd already have the money. It's too late, Hot Stuff. They've seen everything.
They just need to dupe it and then sell it the same day. And then we'd still find out who did it and kick their ass.
So we are still way fucking behind on questions. Should we actually do a lightning round?
No.
Come on.
No, those are never fun.
No, I don't mean lightning round where we only do the answers. I'm saying should we just like question. We can't take a music break now because we already took one. We could take a music break if we wanted to. Anyway, yeah, sorry about the little mini catastrophe. I should have been paying more attention. I had intended to read over the daily script to see if there was anything that might not work, but you know, I never would have actually thought about that not working. As soon as I saw it, I knew, oh, rep, that's clearly what went wrong, but I don't think I ever would have been able to anticipate it based on seeing it. it owes to the new flexibility afforded to us by the fact that dev is running the same operating system as everything else. There's a slight change in the back-end scripts for distributing everything out to servers. There used to be one script for pushing stuff out to all the web servers. Now there is a script for pushing stuff out to every server, and then a script for pushing stuff out to just the web servers. And the old script just didn't exist. So I had to change the daily script to use the one that just pushes to the web servers. Cloud Stripe says, can we have some more images for stores? That's been a limboed wiki item for like 2 years, as long as the wiki has existed. Unlockable content for mall stores. The idea was that the more times you ascended, the more access you would have to mall graphics.
We were actually going to come up with a different mechanic than that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But we never did because we're lazy.
No, we had some ideas, but it wasn't just based on the number of.
We had some ideas, but they weren't any good.
No.
We had some ideas, but we spent them all on heroin.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, it was, man. Meeting that guy who will trade us heroin for ideas was the worst thing that ever happened to this company.
I'm really strung out right now.
Ugh. Yeah, dude, he's just staring at the ceiling, watching dead babies crawl towards him.
Yeah.
That's actually after you stop. Frank and Bean says, the invisible bag has to be the best artwork ever. Well done. Somebody was kind of saying, and I honestly felt this way, I felt like it in some ways cheapened the hamster.
No, I thought it was funny that people were like, why does that bag look like a hamster? Yeah, which is pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. There was one guy saying, wow, you know, that really sucks that you did that awesome thing with the hamster and then you kind of ruined it by doing the same thing with this easily acquirable object. And I did feel that. I felt that way.
Really?
I had a little twinge of it. I was like, yeah.
They're totally different. It would have been funny if they had different picture names. That might have saved it.
That would have saved it.
If you'd gone through the trouble of actually making a separate file.
Like we go through the trouble of skipping 13s and hard coding around that in a lot of places just to be funny for the people who happen to be looking at item graphic names. Yeah. Urutsini says, could the new hats please be zappable?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I'm not totally against that, to be honest. Because it would allow people...
I feel like the same number of them are going to exist fundamentally in the game.
Yeah. I was reading about the somebody posted in the forums the sort of random walk thing where the disparity between what you get goes up with the square of the number of items that have been generated.
What?
Like the so you have you have a 1 in 3 chance of, you know, so in a zone, you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting monster A and monster B and monster C. Those numbers will tend to be the same, but the more your data sets, the larger the data set gets, the larger the disparity between the numbers will get, and there's a pretty measurable relationship between those things, apparently.
I guess I still don't quite follow, but
look at it. Look at the forums.
I will.
In the forums somewhere. Just talking about a random walk and how you're gonna get, you know, you're invariably gonna end up with more
of one thing.
One thing than another, and the difference between the two goes up proportionally to the square of the total number of things that you've gotten. Last time I checked, after the first night, there were 6,500 of each of those items, and there were 6,500 and change of each of them. Like, they were basically identical numbers.
So the more of them that exist, the more the difference will increase?
Yeah. The more times the event occurs, the more one will pull ahead of the other.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know, man. On average. Like, the average distance between the numbers goes up proportionally to the square of the number of samples.
Okay, sure.
Right? It doesn't happen.
That makes sense, sure. Yeah, sure.
Right.
But that's just a feature of the fact that there can be a greater gap. When you have 10 objects,
right,
you can't
but I just
have
no,
a hundred
I, sure.
Difference.
I mean, it was obviously it goes up, but the fact that it has a measurable relationship to the square of the number, I thought was interesting.
It's
not like this great discussion, you know, it's just a sort of principle of probability, right? But
right.
I had never encountered it before, and I thought it was interesting. We didn't all go to MIT, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Fine.
So let me have my little.
Okay.
Let me have my little, you know, pretending to be intellectually stimulated by something, and then go back to your elephant room where you sit on the floor and no, what was it? It wasn't called the elephant room.
I don't know.
The big enormous room.
The enormous room.
It's not called the big enormous room.
No, it's just
you
the
just told
room.
Me it was called the big enormous room.
No.
Maybe I just made that up.
Yes.
You made up a lot of shit when
did.
I was in Boston.
I guess there's no name on the restaurant, is there? It's just a picture of an elephant.
This lightning round sucks. What was that even in response to? Oh, could the new hats please be zappable? I don't have a problem making them zappable, although I feel like it would be goofier to make them zappable now than it would have been to make them zappable to begin with. You know, they will end up with different values in the mall. I feel like the witch hat is going to be more valuable because its item is more useful.
Better.
Yeah. People were saying that the LARP card and the shoes did not have any effect.
Yeah, I don't think
the LARP card thing had not been pushed out because I had left in some debug text, which I immediately got reports from after I pushed it out. The slippers, that should have been.
I don't think people know what they do.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They don't have an enchantment or something?
They don't have an enchantment.
That should be fixed.
What?
They need to have an enchantment. You just need to give them a cosmetic enchantment.
We need to make it so people can put cosmetic enchantments in the database.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That would make things a lot easier. Did you talk about the really quite poisoned?
I did last show.
Okay. Antidotes.
Yeah.
I might have been off by one anti.
NC Sorcerer says, you made it possible to see the class of a player with a custom avatar form plus title, but what about people using outfit avatars and have a custom title? You can't see their class. That's weird. I don't even know what change he's talking about.
In the profile?
Yeah.
I don't remember, actually.
Badger says, remember the days when adventures were capped at 200 regardless of food? Those were good days. I did a bit of math, and the highest yield of adventures is like 600 to 700. Seriously, guys, don't make any more food or booze or spleen. It's like a fucking epidemic or something, you know? Agreed.
ChefBob27 says, why is there an auto-sell feature for undistributed loot? Who in their right mind would do such a thing? Inconceivable. Well, ChefBob27, I'm glad you asked, because the only loot from Hobopolis that you can auto-sell is loot that you can only distribute one of to a given person. And the reason that you can auto-sell it is because otherwise you would get stuck if everyone who participated in the dungeon run already had one, because you wouldn't be able to distribute it to anybody, and you wouldn't be able to get anybody else on that list, and you wouldn't be able to do any more dungeon runs until you had distributed all the loot from this last one. So that is why you can auto-sell those things. It only shows up on the ones that have an auto-sell value, which there should be only two of those, I think. Right? There's the Frosty's Ice Ball and the Never-Ending Soda. Ow! I just hit my elbow and then yelled into the mic.
Good job.
I've gotten so many goddamn voicemails that are just like different local politicians talking about other local politicians.
Really?
Yeah.
To your...
Just recordings to my cell phone.
To your cell phone.
Yeah.
I put myself on a national no-call list, but I think that charities and political things can still call. I always tell everybody to take me off of their no-call list, or their call lists, because I don't want solicitation calls to my cell phone.
Right.
And I don't own any other phone.
Arctic Howl says, there's currently no way to get flare guns in hardcore during the island quest. Will this be fixed? No.
It's not a thing to be fixed.
Yeah. It's a feature, not a bug. Joe Is Me says, the three new Halloween avatars should have female versions. If there was ever a time for ponytail humor in the game, it is now. Eh. Apple Martini says, a Mr. Familiar similar to PBS, like with Mr. Rogers on it and Nova and
billions
stoned
and billions
Carl Sagan.
Stars.
Yeah. It would take billions of stars to graph how high I am. On
isn't the
bar
PBS a Mr. Star Familiar?
Universe. Yeah.
So.
Well. What was like the... Didn't we do one that was like the Pygmy Bugbear Shaman?
Yeah, the Wizard Action figure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think people think of it like that.
Yeah.
There's got to be some reason it's not.
Okay.
Is it... It's like only both of those things if you have a fresh piece of familiar equipment for it. Like if you have the Mint Condition Wand. Is that the deal? Yeah. Neo Templar says, any chance of an Indian in a cupboard style item that brings tiny plastics to life for short amounts of time? That's kind of interesting, actually.
God.
Man, if we just wrote... We'd have to write an attack for every single one of them.
Yeah, there are a ton.
What we should do is just make a familiar object for each and every one of them. So that
you can
turn each one of them into a familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I spindled the 96th through 99th familiars today.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks like the December item of the month gets to be lucky familiar number 100.
You think that we won't come up with a familiar between now and then?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if we will or not. Probably not.
I mean, I can think of at least one place where we're likely to have one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It would be nice to have 100 familiars. Do you actually have to get to number 101, though, first?
What's that?
You have to get at least past over 100 for there to be...
Yeah, because there's no familiar number 13.
And there's at least one that's
not out. Oh, yeah,
there's
some blank ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The Tallest says, what happens if I adventure wearing nothing but a clockwork trench coat?
Nothing, but then if you take it off, you get arrested.
Sketchy Bone says, why is every brownie in KOL bad tasting? And the only brownie mix is Uncle Jick's. Does this mean Jick can't make good brownies? Yeah, I've never made any brownies in my life.
Really?
I don't really like brownies that much.
I really like brownies.
I'm not a big fan of sweets. So, yeah, I probably can't make brownies.
He says he's not a big fan of sweets, but he bought an entire bag of candy for himself to eat.
Those are all sour.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, okay. I like...
Willy Wonka
okay.
candies.
I like I basically like sugar and artificial flavoring, right? Like, I'm not a big chocolate guy. I will occasionally eat some chocolate, but I'm just not really into cookies and cakes and brownies and pies. P-
pie is okay every once and again, but
pie.
I'll go with you on most of that, but I do like a good fruit pie.
I like chocolate. I'll eat chocolate pretty regularly.
The man Stark says, "Cockering of teleportitis." Yeah, we're doing a little Big Planet crossover.
You know, they've actually got a thing when you're playing somebody else's game. If you see something that your granny wouldn't like, as the narrator says, you push your select button and it takes you to the grief report page, where you can report all of that.
Yeah.
You know, my granny would not like seeing every game she's ever played ripped off and remade. It's just the first things that we said that players would make would be cocks
Super,
and balls.
Super Mario Brothers levels.
No, well, sure, but it's cocks and balls and violations of intellectual property, and that is exactly what they've just done. I have not yet seen a level that hasn't been one of those two things.
No.
I saw one.
What?
It was only a little bit of... Well, I haven't looked at very many player-created ones
okay.
yet.
But it was the man Stark who wrote, "Why did you make the invisible bag? It's not as cool considering we already have one item with no image, so why cheapen the bag and the hamster?"
It's not that it has no image. If it doesn't have an image, it shows up as completely different.
Yeah.
Sokotoa says, "Can we have a sneakometer in the character pane?"
What else would an invisible bag look like? Yeah. I mean, what do you expect us to put?
Vin91 says, "Well, here's another. What's going to happen with these mutant desert animals?" You know.
Stuff.
Bloodrose says, "So if the invisible bag is invisible, how does anybody realize they dropped it? And how can one find it in an infinitely large sack anyway?" The thing is, you reach into your sack and get everything by feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's invisible is no bearing.
Yeah. And every time you go to your inventory, the reason it takes so long to load is because you have to touch every single object that you have.
So stop carrying so many objects.
And then you have to touch every parking meter as you walk down the street.
And you have to get home in time to watch Wapner.
Yeah. Or you have to cut the heads off of some of the parking meters so that you will get sent to a work camp
right.
and eventually
right, right.
die.
And then you have to eat 50 eggs.
That's true. But no man can eat 50 eggs.
Which is not why you die,
though. Mixed up like every single movie.
And then you have scissors on your hands at the end.
Polka Pilfer says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to say thanks for the new Halloween content. I really like the Loathing Witches Association ring, as it's usually kind of hard to come by MP regen at the early levels, and will be so nice. Also, is this content now standard for Porktoberween? If so, that'd be awesome." No, this content is one time only. It's going to be over tomorrow, so if you have anything you want to say to it, between now and tomorrow's rollover would be the time. What was the blonde woman's name in The Matrix that... Cypher is all. If you have anything you want to say to so and so, now would be a time. Switch.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, she got killed really quickly.
Yeah, very early on. One of Neo's first trips into the Matrix. Remember when there was only one Matrix movie and it wasn't all that great, but it at least wasn't the second and third Matrix movies.
I like the second one.
I like the first one a lot, but.
I thought the first one was a bunch of faggots working for me.
The first one was kind of like whatever. The second one was really kind of conceptually very interesting.
Whatever, and then you get to watch Keanu Reeves have sex and then cry.
Yeah.
After watching.
Okay, so the idea
20X6.
The idea of movies is often what gets me very excited about them, and the idea that the Matrix not only that it the way that it worked or whatever, but that it had happened like this whole Neo cycle had happened 5 or 6 times before. That was fascinating to me.
Right.
That this was all part of the process. Like, that was actually really interesting.
Part of the process of making up some shit so you can keep making movies.
No.
Part of the process of pretending you were making a trilogy when, in fact, you were just desperate for your next estrogen fix.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm feeling mean.
Yeah, you're really crabby.
Istanbul says, "Hello, or Haldo. I wanted to thank you for today's Halloween content. It's a lot deeper than usual, with much more fun and content. Definite pluses all around. Good show. See, and there I thought that we were kind of cheaping out on the event aspect of it. I figured people were just gonna accuse us of ripping off World of Warcraft and not putting a lot of time and effort into." The event.
Why?
Because it was realistically only like a couple days work, right?
Okay.
And there's not much to it. It's 9 items and 4 monsters.
right?
But it's kind of interesting mechanics, and there's...
But it's not novel mechanics? You know? I don't know. I thought it was funny. I thought that all the stuff we did was funny, but I didn't think it was that cool from a gameplay standpoint. But
it's interesting.
Know. Sure. Type, you know?
And it doesn't end here. Dun, dun.
That's true.
Yeah, I like the thing, the adventures I wrote.
Oh, no, another pot says... This, no, your stuff was good. I liked the... That was exactly the kind of thing Grandpa used to say. oh no, another putt says, the Spooky Forest and Whitey's Grove look mysteriously similar. Is there a chance that the Spooky Forest will start looking spookier in the future? No. That's the thing that's the spookiest about it, is you think it's an ordinary forest when you walk into it, but then it's full of 50s movie monsters. For whatever reason. Apple Jordan says, an idea for the next item of the month, Kitty. It would be a familiar that didn't do anything. It would just make combat messages like, familiar name licks his paw. Aww. We already have a kitty, and it doesn't do anything.
It does the opposite of anything.
Jewdude2 says, how about an ultra-rare adventure in a drunken stupor?
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. Terrattlesnake says, how did you come up with weight for familiar levels? I don't know.
Mosquito was the first familiar, so a heavy mosquito is kind of funny.
Pardon me with the sneeze.
Right. I mean, I kind of envisioned that as part of the genesis. The idea of a 20-pound mosquito.
You say mosquito?
Mosquito? As opposed to what?
Where do Muslims attend religious services?
In a mosque? Mosquito? Mosquito.
Mosquito.
I'm confused.
It's not a little mosque.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little mosca.
Mosquito.
It's weird that mosquito is just a Spanish loan word.
Is it?
Yeah, because mosca is fly and mosquito is...
Tiny fly?
Yeah, little fly.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
That was my language lesson for the day.
Buffness says, will there ever be another Halloween with the same drops and monsters as this one?
No.
Nikki XX says, the tangerine should have the line, so cheap and juicy, amended to it in honor of the Regina Spektor lyric. Also, more who? Regina references, period. Who the fuck is Regina Spektor?
Yeah, I don't know who they're talking about.
The Rabbit, I feel like this came up the other day, too. Are there plans for a dungeon with levels in which loot gain could be lost attempting to exit the dungeon, and rewards would be better deeper? I kind of like that idea.
It's interesting. The idea of gambling your...
Gambling against your combat abilities, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Like,
it's kind of like the basement is now, but you, like, right now you get to see what the next challenge is in the basement.
Right, and you don't lose
everything you've
everything,
gained.
Yeah. You know, doing it on a daily basis. Let's
you know what's going to be crazy?
What?
When there's actually a Fernsworthy's tower.
Oh, God. I don't even want to fight. You know, I do. What I want to think about is how I'm going to be like, okay, C.D. Moyer. You and Riff can knock yourselves out on this, on whatever the fuck kind of crazy logic has to go into place to make all of this stuff make sense.
Yeah.
Because there are so many ways to fuck that up.
It's confusing right now already.
I feel like the confusing bit has already been dealt with.
No, because you can go back in time into your future self and screw your grandmother and then you're dead. It's very confusing.
Oh, Demon says, outfits with numbers in their names do not work with the new command, like 8-bit finery. Huh. Isn't that the only outfit with a number in its name?
The only one I can think of.
I can see why that wouldn't work, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No can I. So can... So too.
another request for multi-use items like mummy wrappings...
Son of a bitch.
...and balloons to make more than one item at a time.
Oh, weird.
Did rollover blow up?
Something happened, but you know, it was... Wow, there was something very strange going on with the... kind of raffle stuff. I wonder if something happened... This was probably happening yesterday, too. We ran out of raffles. I don't know what the fuck.
What do you mean we ran out of raffles?
Maybe because there were no raffle tickets. Like, it was...
Okay. I mean, the raffle hasn't been running for
a
week.
Weird. I don't know.
Have you not looked at this log since we closed?
No, I have. I looked at it yesterday.
Huh.
Weird. Problem, deleting old chat. MySQL server has gone away. Sweet. wonder where it went. Wow, this is some. It's also the layout of this thing has been changed in some very strange ways. Well, let's see what happens when the game comes back up. Maybe chat isn't. It's possible that chat isn't being archived properly. We'll end up with duplicate chats. But you know.
Huh.
Because there was some weird shit where, because the previous operation took so long, deleting old chat was always failing. So then the way that Zeno fixed that was by just running the query twice, because it always worked the second time. But, yeah. I don't know. It's backing up DB1, and then it will back up DB2, and then we'll be back on the road.
It's a long rollover.
Not that long, though.
It's 40 minutes so far.
No.
It went down at 8:30.
Okay.
And it's 9:10
sure,
now.
Sure, sure.
Well, it's already over.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Wonder if
anything.
Wonder starting. If the fact that second backup didn't get logged means that it didn't run. That would suck. And there's nothing too weird going on. Looking at the mall, making sure the mall works. The mall works. So. All right. I guess rollover happened, and with only a whole bunch of errors.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, we will see what actually happened. Tom Bill says, why not add a chat feature /mall to search for items? Shrewd 2 says, will there ever be an item like the item of the month squeezables, but without squeezing? Like a really hard helmet that can be used as a weapon, too, with separate enchantments in the description. No, that would be kind of implausible. Saprol says, may I get the option of customizing my combat action bar in bird form? I'd love to put spring raindrop attack into a slot. Yeah, I don't think so. I want to reserve the right to override your action bar in the case of a shapeshift. So, sorry that you're going to have to deal with that. El Tracero says, is scaling broken? As a low-level seal clubber in Bad Moon, I can't even hit these mutant monsters. I don't know. What'd you do with the scaling?
They don't scale all the way down to level 1.
Oh, okay. That was mean of you.
Yeah.
You mean jerk. Blame Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff's a mean jerk. Shop Troll says, aside from the new Castlevania game, what other games have you guys been playing recently? Well, I think I told ya. Reverend Noodleson says, dear Jake and Company, could you make the Getting Tired adventure in Burn Barrel not show up for X turns if you choose Leave the Tire Alone? That is a good idea. And I will mark it in my shit factory. Weird. What? It appears that my attempt to quickly get a smart skull before rollover reset resulted in having an attack logged that I was locked into on returning. I don't know what any of that means. Oh, you know what? He probably started a fight after logging back on after rollover and after rollover had deleted all of the fights. So that is actually... People are noting a lack of lag. You know, maybe they're noting a lack of lag because the backup didn't run on DB2. I don't actually know if the backup ran on DB2. I'll have to ask Geff. The game would be less laggy if the backup didn't run, because it would have didn't have to stop the database server. It's another thing that fucking sucks, you know, having to back it up to protect us from another White Wednesday.
Well, we need to get that resolved though, because that's going to be problematic.
Let's see. Son of Rolo Doggy says, do you think the witch hats, etc., will inflate? Yes. I think if you blew into them hard enough, they would inflate. The invisible bag
could very well pop.
Yeah, it would pop if you blew it up and then smacked it. But if it did so and no one was around who could see it, would it still make a sound? What if an invisible tree fell in the forest?
I think the word that you're seeking, Rolo Doggy, or son of Rolo Doggy, is appreciate, not inflate. And I appreciate your patience in this time of rollover wonkery.
XYM says, by the by, you mentioned a while ago that in your efforts to play music that you've never played before, that nobody would want to hear Bartok. I wholeheartedly want to hear Bartok. Allegro Barbaro, concerto for orchestra, I'm crazy for Bella.
Yep, that's on there. I'm a big fan of Bartok as well.
To Rattlesnake says, I just want to fight by kneeing a rattlesnake in the groin. Now I feel violated. Ah, that's funny, to Rattlesnake. GigaShadow555 says, wait, the Gila monster isn't thinking of hitting me with its cock? I don't get it. Asshat says, I've been thinking about how one might implement smokable cigarettes in KOL lately. Smoking one would have a high likelihood of causing an effect like emphysema, half health, or cancer, half MP, which would last until the next ascension. Each pack would give you a cancer buck, which could be saved up to purchase an iron lung or chemotherapy, which would remove some of the effects. You would only be able to eat half as much as you were able to. Every 10 or 20 turns, you would have to go to a glass smoking box in Seaside Town and smoke again, causing stench damage and costing a turn and a cigarette. Each pack would be taxed exponentially more than the previous one.
So there would be no benefits other than some things
other
to...
Other than looking awesome.
To eliminate some of the
detriments.
It would
make you look really cool. Yeah.
Wow. All right, I have to go fold more laundry, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Hot Stuff is totally the company bitch.
Yeah.
Let's see. And Naked Jew says, contrary to popular opinion, Jews don't care if your kid is circumcised. And you know, we don't corrupt Gentile blood. We just use it to make wine and bread. Infant Christians are best. Do you say fee-fi-fo-fum when you do it? Did you see that cyanide and happiness?
It was like, not that I recall.
I'll grind his bones to make my bread, and then I'll grind his blood to make jelly, and then I'll grind the bread and the jelly together to make jellied bread, and then I'll grind his girlfriend on the dance floor. It was a pretty good cyanide happiness. XYM says, Cain dwells in the land of Nod, hatching plans to thwart the global defense initiative. I mean, what? Yeah. We were talking about Cain and Abel, and then I get what he did there with the Command and Conquer references. Vin91 says, no, don't cut down on buffs. Don't punch me in the dick. It's true. I shouldn't do it. Watertail says, hey guys, remember like 6 months ago when the stainless steel, plexi, and brimstone outfits only needed tattoo art? That was cool. Yeah, it was cool. Alexander Hamilton says that Joe Biden is a joke, too. Joe Biden is as much of a joke as Sarah Palin.
Huh.
I don't know if he's a good dude or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. No, I definitely don't believe that. Nobody is as big a fucking joke as Sarah Palin is. Yeah.
Liz Spector says, I got a tetanus shot earlier today, and now I'm autistic. And then makes three sad faces.
Oh.
I mean, that is, you know, doing things over and over like that is a sign of autism. Ail Finn says, any chance to get next/previous comic links with the Bazooka comics? I don't know. I don't know. If I think that's a good idea. Let's see. Fineldar says, did any of you guys ever play the Fallout games back in the day? Are you complaining on every forum you can find about how Bethesda is ruining the game because they're gay communists? Seriously, ever play them? What did you think? Seems like your bowl of urine.
I thought they were pretty awesome.
Did you actually play through? Like, did you get into either of them?
I finished both of them.
Really?
At least once.
Huh. I just couldn't deal with the combat.
Really? I enjoyed the combat, actually. I like that sort of, you know, turn-based, I get to sit and think for a while about what my most advantageous action is going to be.
You like Disgaea, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't deal with Disgaea. I like my RPG combat like I like my women. Simple, and they don't care if I get done with it really fast. That's, yeah. Gloob says, while you're updating our hard-earned, beloved Ascension equipment rewards, don't forget to change the missed ones to +% spell damage. I'm not saying I'm going to do that. XYM says, the art for the invisible bag is amazing. You've become quite an artist in your old age. Well, fuck you and fuck you. Not that old, and don't make fun of my arts. NC Sorcerer says, what's up with the massive lag the last couple days? A lot of people playing the game.
Yep.
Silly Sally says, Jake and Scully, you guys are right. I think most of us wouldn't want to play KOL if you manage it like other companies. We like the way you guys do it. Well, Silly Sally, we like the way you guys do it. GigaShadow555 says, you can make fun of the atomic bomb, but you can't make fun of the Holocaust. Huh. Glebe says, when do you think Pearl Harbor became funny? The Ben Affleck movie? Alexander Hamilton says, hey, Aaron Burr jokes are quite offensive, kind sir. Punicron says, there are special skills that only work against hobos. Will there be any spells that only work on fish? I just want to be able to say, I cursed a gill and I liked it. That's pretty funny. There will definitely be underwater-only skills. Apple Jordan says, how about an item in the month familiar that levels up twice as fast? It can wear any equipment, and the corresponding familiar to the equipment would level as well. Yeah, why would you ever... Oh, because it levels up twice as fast as other familiars. I don't think so. I think that's a little too meta for an item of the month, because we want them to be... We want items of the month to be... We want it to be immediately obvious to people how they're cool. Right? Hot Stuff is writing me a note on the whiteboard. Totally disrupting my trains of thought and the show. Okay. That's a good idea. And I can see why you didn't want me to say that out loud on the radio, because Zomg spoilers. Let's see. No Hurt Me says, will future clan dungeons be harder than Hobopolis, sort of for even higher level characters? As it stands right now, a player in his low to mid teens can stand up against the hobos. And then asks that a bunch more times. Sorry, enter button got stuck. They will be harder than Hobopolis, but they will probably be tuned for a level 16 or 17 character in Hobopolis gear, or a level 20 character in normal gear.
We were planning eventually there would be some that would, like, you'd have to acquire, you'd explicitly have to unlock a later dungeon by doing something in an earlier dungeon.
Yeah. Everything is, am I supposed to say this out loud? Okay. If anybody heard you, then they'll know. Another Mad Panda says, Ronaldite? No, Ronald sucks. It's not made of anything interesting at all. I think it's just gray cheese. Lespector says, I'm so glad to hear that the irradiated monsters will last until Friday. I didn't get a bed sheet today, and I'd hate to miss out on ghost-related content. Yeah. DJ Rubik says, one of these days you should create something for Bad Moon players who are trick-or-treating. I got a rock. Stanley says, is there any benefit to sniffing the new Halloween critters? If not, why let us sniff? Well, I mean, is there any benefit to sniffing your armpits? No, but it's still fun. Stanley says, there are several players that do silk screening. I don't know that there are any players that really want to make us hundreds and hundreds of shirts for free. So, that's probably not going to work. Glitterboy says, Gaia Online has released an MMO. They're calling it, pause, wait for it, Zomg. What the fuck is the world coming to? I don't know, man. MP122984 says, I apologize for being unclear. Why is Uncle P's Antiques open while the Raffle House is closed and the Grimmicite site has a new message? Yeah, I don't know. Because we always forget about Uncle P's.
Why wouldn't it be open?
Uncle P's doesn't sell Grimmicite stuff.
Yeah. Is it?
Are they not related? Sweet. Istanbul says, could we allow the invisible bag to also be a usable item that insta-kills any babies?
I didn't envision it as a plastic bag.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's described as being cloth. But still.
Well, so I mean, you'd have to, in order for it to kill babies, you'd have to combine it with a rock and a pond.
That was one of the best parts of the game that, what was it called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The kill the baby game?
Yeah, no, where you had to, like, throw the baby into the lake, and you had to...
Oh, that's that Strongbad game.
Strongbad
Peasant's
game,
Quest?
Peasant's Quest.
Peasant's Quest.
Because it wasn't Strongbad, it was something else. I couldn't remember what it was. Peasant's Quest, yeah. That was trying to get rid of that baby was the best part of the game.
Let's see. Another Mad Panda says, will the new PvP system be profitable in terms of meat? Well, if you're good.
Yeah.
If you're good at it, it could be very profitable in terms of meat.
Oh, yeah.
MMG++.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, major server lag today. Freaking Halloween.
Wow, server lag was promoted to major?
Yeah.
God, I thought he was going to be private forever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but now other people are allowed to use the server.
Oh, right.
Opai says, since there are quite a lot of items now, any chance of more categories in inventory similar to the new crafting subcategories? Yeah, I kind of want to add the whole set of optional categories that you can opt into, which I guess that is by definition optional.
Things can only really exist in one category.
Well, that's a rule that we have stuck to.
No, I guess what I'm saying is if we have a set of categories now, we could make a second layer of categories. But in that second layer, I don't think we could have two things that would exist in two separate categories. Let's say you want to have a category of
things that start with R and then a category of potions that have R's in them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it would all be subcategories of the existing categories. I don't think there would ever be any overlap.
Okay. Because I can imagine coming up with a bunch of categories, but then I imagine there's going to be trouble cases. Like, the recipes were much easier to categorize than items will be.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, snow cones.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Stuff that's all scattered around because the first name is a color.
Yeah.
Like, those really would be nice to
cluster
together.
Or, you know, like, candy. Like, we have a ton of items that are candy, right? And they're just unusable items, but they all basically give you sugar rush and then, you know, may or may not do something else, right? So, like, things that you consume that aren't, you know, candy and snacks or whatever.
Right.
That are things that you eat or consume for some kind of benefit, but that don't give you any fullness or whatever.
Yeah.
Opie says, also, 4 years for fish? I don't know what that means.
Well, the game took 4 years to make fish.
You mean 5 years?
Well, maybe Opie was being generous.
Alexander Hamilton says, do you wish you would have made hobos cliche-proof? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We still could.
Or, I guess what I wish is that didn't,
that it didn't
count.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with people cliching, but I don't want that to count.
Well,
I want you to still have to be fighting in there. I had envisioned that this would be a deeply tattered scrap sinking mechanic, and the ability for people to just cliche out of it instead is
satisfying. Still costing them a turn.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's not
always remove that ability.
Yeah. No, I mean, I, this is the way it is, and people. I don't have a problem with it, with the way that it sort of came out. I wish it had been done differently to begin with, but it's not such a big deal that I want to take that away from people now. I'll just think of it next time. You know, the next dungeon will not. Well, the next dungeon's so different. It won't matter.
Let's see. Kevin B. says, we need a Japanese Jewish monster who drops a Torah, Torah, Torah.
That's kind of funny.
Wow, yeah. that's kind of awesome.
Mistress of the Obvious says, thank you for the extra Halloween adventure days. Very nice for those of us with Halloween plans. Also for us bad moons having a slow time trying to get the spiffy new items. Well,
yeah,
you're welcome, Mistress.
Sort of. I mean, I do feel bad for low-level bad moon players, because they're just going to have such a rough time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Japanese Jewish guy gives you a donut, which is a Torah, Torah, Taurus.
What, right. Is his neighbor my neighbor Torah, Toro?
Oh.
And he's always getting into bullfights by accident. Tim Rattlesnake says, do you answer all of my questions out of interest, pity, or desperation for something to say on the radio show? All three. Why is there only one hat that turns the rack into a sombrero, said hat being not very good, 1X with a 15-pound cap, and not available in hardcore? There should be a leaderboard for most inane questions sent into the radio show. Jesus Christ, no, there should not. I don't know. On the sombrero thing, we just didn't use it much. I feel like the ability for the hat rack to act as a sombrero was probably coded as kind of an afterthought. And
I mean, Mr. Skullhead kind of came up with categories for a lot of the stuff. And he's been primarily the one deciding what everything does.
And I mean, I feel like he is entirely picking them based on what makes some kind of narrative sense and or what is funny.
Yeah.
Which is really the way that I wanted that to go. Like, I wanted that to primarily be a content thing rather than primarily a mechanics thing. We've done a lot of things that are just so much fucking work.
Yep. Anytime we spindle a new hat. Has to have...
No, I mean, that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the work that had to be done to roll that out in the first place.
Yeah.
The hand was much easier. Everything is easier when I just tell people to do
stuff. And more IMBA.
I guess it is totally IMBA. ACM says, so will anything ever become a Fernsworthy's Tower? Will it? It actually already happened.
Yeah.
Non-Leet Meforstherer says, just got my custom avatar today. Thanks, Jick. Now I'll find somebody else to punch in the stomach. Good deal. We're nearly caught up on those motherfuckers. Occasional JD says, because of your discussion about how awesome the aeroplane over the sea is, I decided to check it out. Thank you so much. I feel like anybody who checks out that album is going to thank whoever recommended it to them.
Yeah.
What album?
So good.
The Airplane Over the Sea.
By who?
Neutral Milk Hotel.
It really is just incredible.
My wife got me this book on Amazon. It is a little bitty book, like the size of a moleskin, but maybe three or four times as thick, that is like the story of the making of The Airplane Over the Sea.
Have you read it yet?
I haven't. It just showed up yesterday.
Somebody was telling me about their impression of that album was that they had hoped that their music would change the world, and they got really depressed when it didn't.
Really, the people,
Neutral Milk Hotel.
I mean, they sort of didn't do anything after that album. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
it is really a beautiful. Like, it is really an amazing album. But
how is it going to change the world?
I don't know. Like, you should read the book and tell me if that's what that story kind of.
I mean, they said that having known something about the band.
I don't know. It was a very vague story to begin with, and I'm making it even more vague in the way that I'm telling you, but that's why I'm hoping that you can just read the book and tell me.
I could also loan you the book.
Yeah, that's true.
At some point. It seems like a single sitting read. I feel like I would read it over the course of a single cigar and then get sick. Because I always get motion sickness when I read while I'm smoking a cigar. And what Weird. The fuck is that all about?
Is it because you're always smoking on boots?
It could be.
Or you're reading while driving.
Yeah, when I smoke a cigar and read, I'm also always driving. Yeah. Drakefly says, what about the nomatronic thingy? As it stands, you only get one shot. Well, that's why it is vitally important that you not miss your chance to blow. What if you get one shot per nomatronic thingy that you have? No. The point of that is that you only get one shot. And if you don't have the correct ratio of mom's spaghetti to sweater on...
Somebody claims they got a hobo nickel from a mutated monster with a mayfly swarm. Is that even vaguely possible?
I guess it might be.
If so, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know what the mayfly code looks like for that.
It is called Mayfly After Combat in the MISC code Nickel.
Because if you just did like a monster ID greater than...
Yeah, it is actually. No, it's not monster ID. It's because they... This actually totally makes sense. It is because they fought the mutant monster in the Hobopolis Times Square. Yeah, so there's nothing.
That's fine.
That triggers based on what zone you're in. So
if
you cliched a monster and then did a mayfly swarm, you would still get that. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, Feast of Boris would do the same thing. Yeah. Because it doesn't say that it gets... It flies... The swarm flies off into the distance and then flies back with a nickel.
Oh,
it's
right,
not,
right.
It's not saying that it's getting it out of the monster that you're actually fighting.
Neat.
Jeff says, why doesn't the giant glass of brandy have a beard? Dio says, hey guys, Rock Pops has a use multiple option, but Daffy Taffy doesn't. Fix, please. No. No, because Daffy Taffy, you're supposed to savor every joke.
Yeah, and...
I don't want you skipping any of them.
We need to get people to blow up their stomachs with Rock Pops, so... So we need to use as much of it as possible.
Arcane says, the adventure where you get the bronze token still shows the no art. It doesn't say no art, it says no pick. There's a difference. There's also... Hot Stuff liked it. It was showing up all the time.
Yeah.
On Bazooka Comics, when the Tiki God would speak as an adventure image, because every choice adventure in the game has a non-combat that triggers it, that has not no pick, but a no art, which is like the word art with a big circle and a slash through it, and that was showing up constantly because there are so many of those non-combats out there.
But we changed it a little bit.
Yeah, Hot Stuff liked it, that it was showing up all the time, because he thought that it meant that the Tiki God was all anti-art, even though he only talked in glorious art, or something. I mean, I would probably get what Hot Stuff was going for if I was some MIT brainiac, but...
Why are you ragging on my...
I'm not. I'm just acknowledging how dumb I am. how inferior. I don't think you have ever done anything
that made you feel
that made me feel that sounded really insulting now that I actually say it out. No, I'm saying I don't think you've ever deliberately done anything that has made anybody feel intellectually inferior. I lump you into that category, but you just don't belong to it at all. You weren't even being mean to that douchebag at that party that was making all the jokes when me and Aaron were going to town.
I don't remember.
I don't even know if you were there. No, you were.
That's why I
was. You were there. It was a party at Merle's, and some neighbor of his was there. Just got super drunk and was like, "Oh, hey, I'm gonna tell some nigger jokes, even though your wife is sitting right there." And I'm just like, "Dude, what the fuck is the matter with you?" And then it was super drunk, me and Aaron from the Minibosses were just kind of. He kept telling jokes, and I just kept yelling the punchlines at him before he got to them. Which was awesome. Like, he went to tell, like, 10 jokes, and I knew every single one of them enough to just ruin it. Like, to the point where it was really obvious that I was just ruining all of his jokes that he was trying to tell. That was great. and he kept, like, it was like, oh, man, there's this joke. And he kept, like, grabbing his phone, and, like, it was like he was trying to text somebody so that they could remind him about the joke or whatever. And it was it. This whole, like, oh, wait, hold on, I need to check my phone to see whether or not this is funny kind of thing. Like,
you could have been just, like, reading them off of some website or something.
That's possible, yeah. That's one of the only times in recent memory that I can remember just being mean to somebody, though. Like, just being mean to somebody just to, like, hurt their feelings or whatever. And he was so drunk, he didn't know. He got mad at me, though. But I knew that the people there wouldn't let somebody just beat the crap out of me, so I felt pretty secure. Like, ha ha.
I told one of those political phone people to fuck off today because they wanted me to vote yes on that anti-gay marriage proposition.
God, I need to move back into a poor neighborhood. Every goddamn house on my block has a yes on 102. We went on a bike ride around the neighborhood, and we saw a single, out of 300 houses that we rode past, a single Obama sign.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, I had the most respect for the houses with no signs at all. You know? Me and my neighbor across the street, man, we're on the same page. You know? We may not be voting for the same person, but, like, you know, we're definitely both casting our vote for mind your own fucking business. that's what we're both casting our vote for. Temporary Man says, how are custom outfit numbers generated? My newest one is number 332. Well, they're generated randomly. They're not. I think that probably means that you've created 332 custom outfits in total. I feel like a lot of people with numbers that high get there by doing things that last outfit command takes care of now.
Right.
That was beautiful. I didn't even ask him to do that. That's the glory of C.D. Moyer. Is he sees things that are going to make the game better that he knows won't piss me off, and then just done. Cloud Strife says you should get extra yummy tummy beans while trick or treating if you have a plastic pumpkin bucket. You know, what we were going to do is make a new trick or treat candy for every familiar that they would get if you went trick or treating with a familiar with the pumpkin bucket.
Oh my god.
Ah, such a great idea.
Wow.
Well, what we should do is do like 10 of them so that we have the next 10 Halloweens covered, you know? And every Halloween we have to come up with 100 new items for familiars to get. That's, you know, you laugh, but that sounds like the kind of thing that I would decide that we should do. I got some serious problems. War Junkie says, please differentiate number scrolls in the combat action bar. I'm open to suggestions on how you would do that.
You could write the numbers on the scrolls.
What? The hell you say?
Wacky!
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I feel like if we're ever working on another game where we have iconic representations of items,
yeah.
I'm definitely going to go the Blizzard route and say that it's okay for things to go off the edges of it, right? So we could have a scroll where you just saw the upper left corner of the scroll and something written on it in the entire frame, as opposed to have the entire scroll in a 30 by 30 pixel. I don't think that I could actually make the numbers fit on a scroll.
I think I could do it.
You think you could do it, huh?
Yeah.
You can express that number in 30 pixels. Express that number, hot stuff. I was making a name that tune joke, but I think it fell flat.
Yeah.
B flat.
Yeah. You better be sharp or we're all B flat. I think you could differentiate them enough where you could tell what it was. So there was this thing that Dr. Van Mojo posted in Lounge. It was kind of interesting, which was speech that had been sine wave modulated. And you'd listen to it, and it just sounded like a bunch of chirps. But then if you heard what the person was saying before it had been modulated, and then you went back and listened to the modulated version, you could actually totally tell what they were saying. And I could sort of tell beforehand they were saying, but there were parts that you couldn't really get.
What does it mean to sine wave modulate? I didn't go to MIT, you see. What does it mean to sine wave modulate something?
It's just a kind of like filtration on the sound that like gets the high parts and the low parts and stuff. Yes. And then there was actually a much more compelling version of the same kind of research that was on vocoded speech, which was taking like bands of wavelengths and doing stuff to them, and that sounded like when you heard vocoded speech, it didn't sound like anything. And then you would hear what the original person said, and then you go back, and it totally sounded like speech. And it was just—it's the same. The theory is that it's the same kind of like pop out perception as like when you see like there's like a picture that's been reduced to just black and white, like posterized, and you can't really tell. It's just like a bunch of shapes. And you see the original picture, and you go back to the one that's just a bunch of shapes, and you're like, oh, I can totally see what that is now.
Right.
But with sound.
If you have that link still, I'd like to see it.
I bookmarked it actually because it was so cool.
Good.
So what I'm saying is because people know what the numbers are supposed to be, you can make something that was indicative of them, even if somebody who's never seen them before wouldn't know. Somebody who knows what they're looking for would see what they're looking for.
And I mean, I feel like even if you know, we could put scrolls with A, B, C, D, and E on them, and if somebody knew, you know, somebody would eventually know.
Yeah, but that's not as compelling.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
NC Sorcerer says, what about some more items of the month that provide MP regen? I recently picked up a bugbear with these very deflated old familiar prices, and I find myself losing MP pretty fast. Well, that's the deal with the bugbear. Deflated old familiar prices.
The prices of old familiars are dropping a little bit.
Are they?
People are like, oh no, the market's crashing, but I kind of feel like they were hyperinflated, and now they are sort of coming back down to where they should be.
What does a pygmy bugbear shaman cost these days?
Probably like tens of millions of meat, I assume. Maybe less. I don't know. Some of the rare ones are still hundreds of millions of meat, but like that's too much, I say, without, you know, whatever people pay is the right price, I guess.
Shamrogor says, ever have any players stalk you? No. I've had Boozer Bear stalk some players.
They weren't really players so much as cheaters.
Filthy hackers. Filthy, hacksaws. Dirty hacksaws. I started a hacksaw on Forum Wars today, and I played through 2 forums. I beat episode 2
with
my Camhor. It ended pretty abruptly. There were a couple things that they like tricked you into thinking it was over earlier. And then I was like, oh, another trick! But then, no, that one wasn't a trick. I'm like, ah, damn.
That How do you know? How do you know that it's not like, oh, just that couple, one was just really complicated? Yeah.
Max Zan said, ever since you made Linnea give out spooky surprise eggs, trick-or-treating in the Tropical Crimbo Duds has gotten kind of weird. This outfit's specific candy also comes from Linnea. Huh. I did not know that. I wonder if Scully forgot about that when he made it so Linnea gave out the spooky surprise eggs. Supreme King Tom says, in addition to the sweet nutcracker, could you also reevaluate the Crimbo Elf? The Elemental Fairies totally outclass it. The one reason that I don't want to reevaluate the nutcracker and make any changes to it is because it then sets the precedence that we're going to sets the precedent that we're going to go back and rebalance every single item of the month, which we're just not. We would be shooting ourselves in the foot so hard as far as being able to come up with new stuff. Because, I mean, now we could take an old, underpowered item of the month and duplicate its mechanics, but better. And that's our idea for this month. Not that we would do that, but we could. If we had to.
It's unfortunate that there are old familiars that just are not... don't even have situational usefulness.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, power creep is just a fact. I don't think there's any way to avoid it.
Yeah.
You know. Before we started messing around with having an actual uncapped level end game, you know.
Right.
It was a lot easier for us because
I think it's neat that like the Riftlet has or the Marchair or whatever is regained some utility and
yeah. I mean that's I think that's cool too, you know. So I don't know. Maybe we'll make something where the Nutcracker gives you 500 extra turns a day. In the next clan dungeon, yeah, take your Nutcracker. It's just, you know.
Coming up with situational and useful situations where there are the utility of a familiar is greater. Like, I don't know, some sort of squid that would function underwater. That's cool.
Yeah. Iron Giant says, the Haiku state of is Haiku State of Mind ever going to get an icon? The sad face makes me sad. Does Haiku State of Mind not have a graphic? I could have sworn that.
I thought you gotten rid of all the just the sad faces or whatever.
Oh shit. What the hell? I made a graphic for it.
Huh.
Yeah, weird. I made a graphic for it and didn't
forgot to push it up.
Apparently,
you could have just forgotten to hit enter on that form or something, you know?
No, because it's not there. I made a graphic called 575.gif, and then I apparently just didn't upload it.
Maybe you put it in the wrong directory.
Maybe I did put it in the wrong directory. Tom 93 says, "Hey skeleton, what's your favorite animal? I like ferrets. They taste almost as good as ferrets." Yeah. Hellback says, not sure if I sent this before or not, low-drop pinstripe Beetlejuice jacket from Sandworms? Yeah, Sandworms already have a good low-drop rate item. Ifakai says, when you do things like Talk Like a Pirate Day and Halloween Mutants Week, have you considered increasing the drop rates for players under hardcore restrictions? I know that playing hardcore runs means missing out on things sometimes, but it seems unfair that a player with poor luck who is playing certain paths is forced to buy the item content if they want to have it from a player who just logs into farm with Mafia. I love the content, it's just annoying that I've gotten zero drops because my path choices don't give me access to tons of item drop gear. I mean, that's a rough situation for both of us, right? I feel like it's too exploitable to increase the item drop for people in hardcore, say, because then somebody could get a lot more of the items by going into hardcore for a while if they knew that they were going to have access to, you know, a similar amount of plus item drop.
Like someone would stay in hardcore and accumulate a tremendous amount of plus item drop stuff and leave a multi there.
Yeah, leave a multi there just so they would be able to abuse that in the future. You know, I mean, it's like anything we do like that, people end up abusing. The lower counter on semi-rares for hardcore Oxy,
right?
Just people
shot us in the foot.
Yeah, right. people just started gaming it, and it's.
But the fact that they're tradable, I mean, it's not so rare that it's going to be just like outrageously expensive. I guess if we'd only done it for that one day and the prices had stayed at those levels, then I could be a little more sympathetic. But
yeah, they're going to be. I mean, I feel like at least for the next few weeks, you're going to be able to. Anybody who wants them is going to be able to get them fairly readily.
Yeah.
Kid Udark quotes me from Twitter and says, "This is why the Twitter is a great idea. Keep it up, guys." Yeah, I try. Hot Stuff's the only one who's really good at twatting.
I'm willing to do it from my phone a lot more often than you are, I think.
It's interesting that one person replied, "Wow, what a total fucking rat's nest," and another person replied,
"Yeah, that is that's
the best cabled setup I've ever seen." It really could not be much better than that. It the picture doesn't necessarily do it justice.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
The fact that we had six replies to that one post was kind of interesting, too. Yeah. That's the first time that I've seen that happen.
I told you it was a good thing to post. Yeah. It was something that people would be interested in. Because nobody's ever seen what our servers look like. And now, if you look at our Twitter, you can see what the KOL servers look like. You can be like, yeah, that's where my little dude's running around hitting all these monsters with fly swatters and shit. And then if we had been able to take video, you could actually see it. You could see these blinking lights every time a monster got hit with a fly swatter.
That's true.
One of these lights would blink. Blinks. There was one light that was on solid, and Hot Stuff was like, what is that all about? And then we figured it out.
It's the forums.
It's because the forums box doesn't communicate with the database server.
Nobody's hitting anybody with fly swatters on the forums.
There's no reason... I actually understand why the forums box is even connected to the back-end switch, because it doesn't do anything for us having it connected that way.
Did it not used to be the image server?
It did, but
even then it was never.
But even then, it's only ever being pulled. It's only ever being pulled from the outside. Nothing is ever touching it on the back end switch.
Huh. Intriguing.
So yeah, we could get rid of one of those cables.
We have.
Yeah, we should just cut them all with a katana.
Yeah, we have. We have so much power consumption going on in that cabinet that they can't rent out the top half of our rack space.
Yeah.
Because they cannot physically run more power to that cabinet.
No, they could.
Could they?
They could. They just don't. They would if somebody comes in and wants to buy half a rack, they're not going to sell them that half a rack, because selling them that half a rack means they have to run additional power.
Oh, I see. To it. Okay.
Right? What sucks is that if we want to use the other half of that rack, we also have to pay
for more power.
I feel like it was like $1,500 in labor and stuff just to get the additional power circuits run into there.
Well, because we
they kind of want to discourage people from doing it. Yeah, we're using, in our half a rack, we are using three times as much power as all of the other full racks.
Yeah.
Two additional circuits brought in for just that rack because I guess most of the people who have 10 1U rack mount servers like we do don't have redundant power supplies in every single one of them.
I don't know.
And we're all, hey, let's do this right, because this is the first time we've ever had a server. We got all excited. We had deep pockets at the time.
There are tens and tens of thousands of people who would be really upset if the game went down for a couple days, because we lost power supply, you know?
Like, yep.
Although I think our service contract is such that we would have it back up within 8 hours. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, their liability to us on electricity and stuff is.
I was thinking if the power supply blew.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I don't actually know if our service contracts are up to date on the database servers. We were talking about that, and I was gonna have you write down the service tags on the back of those Dell database servers.
You totally didn't.
I didn't, because when I went to tell you to do it, you were playing that game on your phone, and I was like, oh, he's not going to be able to use his notepad because he's in the middle of playing some jelly car game.
Because that's important.
Yep, that's totally important enough to not do it. And then I just went on with what I was doing.
Wow,
because
that sucks.
Fucking crazy, apparently. you know, I wouldn't have remembered that until I was like, wait, yeah, that is totally why that happened.
That's funny.
So yeah, if the database goes down tomorrow, hope you enjoyed your jelly car session.
It's
is
not
it called Jelly Car?
It is called Jelly Car, and it's not even that good of a game.
Yeah, well.
It's interesting, but not that good.
Who is Billy Mays?
He's that dude that sells OxyClean on TV.
I see. He needs your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Let's see. Palladium says, does the V for Vivala mask still do the things it normally does when the Haiku Katana is equipped, even though you get no indication during or after combat? Yes. Yes, it does. Glebe says, you should rename Gaspacho's Glacial Grimoire to Serve Snowman.
That's kind of funny.
Boned says, Librum of Condiment Summoning. They could work similarly to Earthbound Condiments, and the code is mostly there for them. The only downside? More work when spindling consumables. What do condiments do in Earthbound?
I don't remember.
I feel like it's like if you have ketchup and you eat French fries, you get a greater benefit from eating the French fries.
That could be.
Huh.
People are going to be interested in the new system, the new food system that comes into play down in the underwater stuff. Of course, we do this whole discovery thing, totally unify all of the food in the game, and then we immediately do some shit that completely violates it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Light Ninja says, I have a custom outfit with just one item on it and nothing else. When I use that custom outfit, I end up equipping that one item and not unequipping my previous equipment. Intentional? Yes. Yeah, that's the way that it's supposed to work, because so many people requested that it work that way for so long.
I guess I could see... I could see the desire to be able to mark an equipment slot as actually empty in a custom outfit.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know how to
It's hard for me to imagine an ordinary set of circumstances under which you would want to be acting with empty equipment slots if you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, there might be some. Trying to get your stats to a specific level.
Right.
You know? I mean, so I feel like you could make a custom outfit that just had some useless crap equipped in that
slot. There's other slots.
And it would work.
It could just be also just for... If you want an outfit because it looks cool. And that requires not having stuff in certain slots.
Razor 4229 says, mutant cacti and rattlesnake appearing in the sea. Bug or intentional? That's going to have to happen, you know?
What's wrong with them appearing in the sea?
Well, I mean, it's a little goofy.
They're mutated. They've got gills
Okay.
Anger. Sure, and you're trying to run away from... They saw you trying to...
attack messages that talk about them jumping up into the air or whatever, just to, you know...
Yeah. I mean, attack messages are not going to make a lot of sense for stuff that's all over the place. I mean, Feast of Boris monsters are going to come down there too, you know?
Huh. Lord Derby says, regarding the Roman numeral for 4, it's written III on a watch that way to balance out the VIII on the other side. The Romans didn't really use IV either, and IV was usually used as an abbreviation for Jove.
I believe that
I need to bring
IV,
back the buzz because I just got the low battery notification. On
IV and...
Laptop, and I'm sorry.
And I whatever the 4 eyes are, were both used in...
Don't call me 4 eyes.
Were both used in Roman times, as far as I'm aware, because I'm pretty sure I've seen inscriptions with both. So, as numbers, not just as a reference to Jove.
Drab Immortal Lab says, Ring of Teleportitis, please. I want to do a 100% run.
Ugh. Yeah.
Arashman says, allow multi-eating / drinking. It can be tiresome using 15 handfuls of walnuts. Everybody is relentlessly asking for this, man.
It's, I mean... The time is nigh when it could happen.
Yeah. I'm gonna be so angry about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I guess I have to, wait, what the fuck? This is still telling me.
Did you actually plug in?
Low battery. Yeah, I did.
Where is it actually plugged into anything?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have a battery indicator anymore. But I also don't have the... plugged in indicator. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. If the laptop suddenly drops the stream, I'm sorry. And if no, it has to be getting power because I can hear the buzz.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Some things never change. Gecko25 says the conjoins Moby attacks and chews on my calf and my calf at the same time. Yow! But you do have two calves. Catatonic Monkey says, cone bread? Is Jick holding out on us? Accidental spoiler for new content? I love that everybody thinks that that's an accidental spoiler for new content.
Wait, what was that?
My favorite food is cone bread on my profile.
Wow, really?
You gotta go to YouTube and search for Jick and cone bread. There's one of the best. You know, I heard that when they made that video, they were hoping that it was totally going to change the world, and then when it didn't, they got really depressed.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah. Zach68 says, hey, Jick and crew, I noticed that Marshall has two high-density Nilocyte leg armors. I thought it's only possible to get one from Last Crimbo. Did he use an exploit? No, he was on dev and played through the content more than once to test it, maybe.
If he
got two of them, it was because when we rolled it out on dev, the drop logic was fucked up or something. Like, it's figured it wasn't really going to hurt anything. Tatter says, you guys should have an American version of the mutant saguaro, the mutant cactus. Why use Spanish words in an English language-based game? Yeah.
Why use interesting words in a...
why use the word thing? Mosquito?
Yeah. In a game that's... I'm trying to come up with a sentence where nothing in it is interesting. But
I mean, a saguaro is a specific breed of cactus, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you would just refer to something.
I think it was initially native to the Sandinistas. I don't actually know if the Sandinistas are a group of people, or if they are. Yeah. They're not, like, from Sandinista.
No.
I know nothing about history. I guess maybe if I had gone to MIT, I would have a better education. About that kind
I think
of
I'm just going to send you to Nicaragua, and you can meet them personally.
Yeah. If I don't get swept away by a tornado. You remember that Saturday Night Live skit?
Yeah.
No.
Where the people in the newsroom were all, like, I feel like it was like Jimmy Smits or somebody came in, and it was this Hispanic guy that they had just hired, and everybody was going out of their way to pronounce every Spanish loan word as though they had really thick Hispanic accents. It was great. Tornado was one of theirs. I'm really carrying the show with one leg missing tonight. This is awful.
No, that's just the time that I was hopping behind you.
Oh, right. Yeah. See? When I suck, you are funny. It really is then that you carry me.
Yeah.
Right at 42 says, to kill the Jackalhead boss in Castlevania, all you need to do is use the fire glyph level 2 like crazy. Use the combo attack constantly and it will die. And yes, we killed it with fire. Yeah, now the I ended up doing it with the fire attack plus Dominus Agony, and then the Vol Luminatus plus Vol Umbra combo attack with Dominus Agony. Fucking sucked. Still, whole fight, you had to deal enough damage in like 10 goddamn seconds, still using 5 or 6 of the highest potions to survive through the amount of damage that's getting done. It's fucking terrible. I must have talked about that on the last show, because this came in from yesterday.
Huh.
Well, that sucks. Southwest says, just out of curiosity, from a purely technical standpoint, is it possible within the game right now to make a weapon that has a power of level times 10? Player level, that is, not pH level or volume level or a bubble level. Just how powerful is a group of 10 of those construction levels anyway? And if they were laser levels, would it be more or less powerful? Anything with lasers is more powerful than its equivalent thing without lasers.
Like Laser Floyd.
Yeah. Laser Floyd is definitely 10 times more powerful than just regular Floyd. I don't know if that would be possible or not, actually, thinking about the way that the code works. For weapons, the only time you ever address the power is when the damage thing is being calculated. So, you know, you could put an enchantment on it that overrode that.
Is it possible?
Yeah,
sure,
it's really possible. It would require a significant amount of hard coding. I think that's the...
Yeah.
No Moshing says, I was really surprised to find that with the new balloon shield, there isn't a balloon outfit to go along with it. Will you be adding an outfit now that that's been pointed out to you? No, probably not. Magic Legume says, can the Halloween hats be free pulls from Hanks because some of us are dumb?
No.
No, you'll be able to use them next. The ability to go trick-or-treating with them
I'm going to go ahead and say will not go away. You will be able to use them 96 days from Monday and 8 ways to Sunday. Ah, shit, we're over on time.
Indeed.
See if Fusiliban is ready. And what's up?
Elementary Penguin says, you guys might make fun of me for not getting around to getting this documentary out on DVD for almost 2 years, but some of the stuff that I shot on the whiteboards 2 years ago is still spoilery from not being implemented yet either, so I'd say we're even. On that note, 2 weeks still are set to be done.
Sweet. Alright, we'll leave you in Fusiliban's capable and nicely manicured hands, and I'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
America is the home of the hypocrite. America is the home of the hypocrite. America is the home of the hypocrite. And the queens of it. Look at the Indians. Look at the blacks. Look at the figures. Look at the facts. Look at the facts. Aggression.